DuPont celebrating 25 years at the Plymouth facility. What does it mean for Indiana agriculture and the company in itself to be able to grow the way that it has in the last 25 years?
Well, you start with a big wow. I mean, 25 years, the size, the capacity, this plant, what they've processed in seed corn that ultimately goes out to benefit farmers and, frankly, all of mankind. This is a perfect time to stop, reflect back on all the advancements that DuPont Pioneer has made, including this plant, and celebrate just a little bit because it's really, really cool. I mean, they've helped people's lives with a higher yield, a better standability, new kinds of crops, and I think we've just begun to scratch the surface. So this is a big, big day for DuPont Pioneer, particularly here in Plymouth.
When we look at where things, the advancements and the investments that are made in our industry, Indiana now is one of the few states that's able to plant and harvest and process high oleic soybeans. What does that mean for your direction and your vision for Indiana agriculture as it continues to grow and develop?
Well, the easy and quick answer is more, better, faster. But let me explain. When I came into office, the governor, lieutenant governor, and I all agreed that we have got to get after more pre-farm gate and post-farm gate activity. So after the farm gate, that would be processing. Before the farm gate, it would be companies like DuPont Pioneer, and lift that up so we can do more. We're consummating that through this Indiana Ag High-Tech Initiative that we'll have more information on in a couple of months. We're so blessed to have a company like this. To equate this, if you just took biotechnology and equated where we are today with a running marathon, I think we may just be in the first 100 yards of opportunity and potential for people around the globe to benefit. It's just a cool day.
When you look at this facility, you don't think about the fact that this seed corn doesn't just go to farmers here in Indiana. It goes regionally, nationally, internationally. How important is DuPont not only to Indiana's ag economy, but to the global ag economy as well?
DuPont has been and continues to be a trendsetter. I mean, really, truly. The work they're doing in Africa, trying to help subsistence farmers eke out a living. The work they do for large and small farmers here, particularly now with the price of corn at or below the cost of production. You know, it's oftentimes a higher yielder, a better standability, a more drought-resistant variety that's going to make the difference in whether people make a profit or not. So, putting aside the traditional and iconic number two yellow corn or soybeans, the cutting-edge aspect of this company and others like them and what they're doing to help people here in the state of Indiana and in the U.S. and, oh, by the way, all around the world cannot be overstated.